18 months ago, this was a field.
And now it's a question mark. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Tracy Samuelson in for Molly Wood. In June, President Trump stuck a gold-colored shovel in a Wisconsin field, breaking ground on an enormous factory for the Taiwanese tech giant Foxconn. The company negotiated nearly $4 billion in tax incentives in exchange for creating 13,000 jobs. But last week, Foxconn announced a change of plans. Instead of hiring manufacturing workers to make flat-screen TVs, it had shifted to R&D and engineering. Then, a few days later, another surprise. After a talk with President Trump, the company said, just kidding, it'll go back to manufacturing. Shruti Pinnamaneni has been following this back and forth for the podcast Reply All. I asked her what she's heard from Mount Pleasant, the Wisconsin village where this massive plant is supposed to be built.
People in the town were completely caught off guard. I spoke to one person who had been very much for the deal, very optimistic, and he said that he heard the news while he was at work, and he had to sit down.
Yeah, so can Foxconn just change its mind and build something else?
So there was really this idea that what was going to happen in Wisconsin was going to be like almost a Disney World of like future technologies. You know, like there would be this whole supply chain that would mushroom up around the factory and would create this like very, very sophisticated high tech wonderland. But they wouldn't give any details of how they would actually pull that off. And there's nothing in their contract that says what the mix of jobs needs to be.
How much does that matter in terms of the local area, the economy, the talent pool?
It matters a lot because the entire reason that this site was selected is because there is a number of workers who've lost jobs as assembly line plants have disappeared in the area. And so as soon as they switch to, okay, we're actually going to do mostly engineering jobs, this site makes no sense.
And so is there a better way to do this?
Yes. I mean, so one analyst that I spoke to, he said, I go to Wisconsin a lot, and it's a huge center for robotics. And he was thinking it might have made more sense for the state to say, hey, you know what? We want to bring tech jobs to the state, and we're going to do that by supporting the companies that exist because it's just easier to develop this organically from the ground up. And so people should consider like, hey, what are the kinds of industries that exist in the state right now that could actually take money from us and use it to just grow something that makes more sense here?
Shruti Pinnamaneni is with the podcast Reply All. Her Foxconn reporting is in the episode Negative Mount Pleasant. It is so, so good. Shruti's still doubtful that Foxconn will wind up making those TV screens in Wisconsin. Politics aside, she says it's just hard to see how the economics would work. I'm Tracy Samuelson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
I'm Shepard from Lincoln, Nebraska, and I listen to Marketplace several times, actually, every day, because it's got the economic news and developments that are important to me. I donate to Marketplace so that it can be available to everyone, and I hope you'll join me in this effort. Thanks.
To join Shepard as a Marketplace investor, donate online at marketplace.org.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.